Welcome back. We're happy you're here.
You're saying everything.
Oh
yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Audience, he's putting me on the spot.
I am again.
My co-host, Dr. Farooq.
Dr. Farooq.
We're very, very excited today to be chatting with a really special guest, someone who's joined the 07 community recently, but has already made moves and has done some videos with us and has done a lot of really cool stuff already, actually.
Took everyone by surprise.
Yeah, he really has.
Yes.
And I'm so glad he's a he. I know that's weird to say, but it's like, there aren't enough men who are therapists. I never thought in my life I'd say there aren't enough men, because usually I'm like, oh my God, there's way too many. But am I allowed to say that? You asked me to do the intro.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lovely intro. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But truly, there are like...
I think there was way too many women.
Yeah, see, that of no.
That's, yes.
That's not a...
I think it's more.
I don't think that's okay to say. I think it's okay for me to say the opposite. Right.
So it's okay for you to say there are too many men, but I can't say there are too many women.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think everyone in the audience would agree.
That's good.
I just said no to coffee
for you both.
Just so that's you good. That's how excited I am men. For this episode. Anyway, let's get to the point. We're so glad you're back listening to hopefully your favorite podcast.
Same time next week. Let's do music.
Music.
ماشي I was talking to that guest. أول ما أنت قلت لي إن في psychiatrist جاي أنا أول حاجة بفكر فيها I hope he's not boring. دي أول حاجة اللي كانت I just hope إن أنا هتكلم مع حد and هقول لكم ليه. ف I hope إن this دكتور أو psychiatrist is not boring. واحد عشان البودكاست because we gotta be interesting for you guys. بس تاني حاجة برضو عشان I see so many psychiatrists that are so focused على ان احنا لازم نشخص وندي دواء ونطلع نجري. And I had the pleasure of knowing this amazing psychiatrist that we're having already 10 minutes and I'm very interested in his outlook للحياة وكده هو.
Same.
And I rarely change my point of view بسرعة كده بس قصدي انه I do change though.
Yeah.
It's not a point of view عشان كنت شعره بس قصدي ان انا I اتكلمت معايا 10 دقايق بس. And I thought, wow, that's exactly who we need to talk to today. It's exactly الشخص اللي احنا محتاجين نتكلم معاه. Plus, the topic is amazing, بس انه you're so... I don't know. What's the word? Interesting? Not interesting, just so truthful. That's what I thought. And I think ان دي هتبقى حاجة جميلة قوي في حلقة النهاردة. ف, guys, welcome our amazing guest, Dr. Mohannad.
Hi Farooq. Hi Monica. Thank you for the intro. Wallahi, that's amazing. I loved it. Wallahi. Actually, I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to talk to you. I already watched or listened actually to some of the podcasts. I love them. I love the approachability of them. I love them بص بقى انت عندك ده وانت عندك ده وده كريتيريا و no it's more it's a conversation it had to be done. I'm very happy to be a part of it. Yeah.
We're so glad. If you're new to us and maybe this is your first podcast episode that you're listening to with us, we like to chat about things that are mental health, usually conversations that you have in private but in a public space. We do a lot of just chit-chatting and a lot of dialogue on things that feel hard to talk about, but actually aren't when you just get to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have more interesting conversations outside of the podcast.
That's true.
No, I'm just kidding. And again, أنا انبسطت قوي إن أنت موجود النهاردة. إحنا we had a very brief, بس a very deep conversation عن أنت إزاي قصتك بدأت و your story و your passion. واضح إن أنت you're very passionate. You're very passionate towards المهنة دي ودي حاجة أنا ما بشوفهاش كتير. فإن أنا أشوف colleague passionate زي ما أنا بحب psychiatry made me very happy. إنه هو إيه ده we exist. إحنا اتنين موجودين من نفس هذا النوعية. This is not حاجة أنا لازم أحارب عشانها وكده. فأنا مبسوط جدا 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 أن أنت موجود genuinely personally.
Yeah. Thank you. والله thank you for أنا يعني the same here والله. وأنا زي ما أنا بقولك هي الفكرة إنه أنا مبسوط كمان إن الconversation دي بتحصل وإن إحنا بنتكلم وإنه طب أنت بدأت إزاي طب أنت كنت عايز تعمل إيه طب لما الموضوع بيبقى اللي هو سموث كده اكتر، بتحس انه ايه ده we're not different، ايه ده yes. طب ده كويس، طب ايه ده، ده الموضوع مش زي ما الواحد فاكر ان هو الدنيا، لا 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 it's actually very simple yes. when it comes to انت عايز ايه. و actually being united by passion about psychiatry and mental health is something I quite love.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, yeah, yes, that is too. Actually
already
very true.
Hello, Ali, yani,
yeah, that's something yeah. I truly love. Yeah.
What's your story?
There's a bromance. there's a bromance happening here, everyone.
There's definite bromance.
Yeah, yeah. All on board.
Way too little men.
All on board.
So many women. Definite bromance. I'm effing me. Definite bromance.
I'll just see myself away.
Bye, man. ايه قصتك؟ So you're very passionate about psychiatry. Yeah. السر يعني what's going on here.
بص هو انا I always say that story. انا الموضوع actually بدأ من زمان يعني من مدرسة وكده. Fun fact، one of my school colleagues كان لسه بعت لي قريب لما عرف ان انا I worked، قال لي ياه فاكر يا مونة لما كنت بتبقى عايز تقول انا عايز اقرا دماغ الناس واعالجهم وبتاع. قلت له واو ايه ده you remember that. فقال لي اه I do actually he unlocked a memory I forgot. يعني it was that
ده
كم
سنة
ده في اعدادي actually. yeah بعدين in high school in biology كان في مرة احنا كنا بنتكلم عن the brain and all of that، فانا كنت بتخيل انه there is chemistry in terms of the brain، في دوبامين في تا في حاجة بتتعمل. فأنا ساعتها روحت البيت في سؤال كده سألته لنفسي وده actually I would say this is the question that made me want to go to psychiatry. أنا كنت I made a scenario in my mind إنه في واحدة ست غلبانة جدا، she has 7 children، جوزها تعبان ما بيشتغلش، والست دي مش عارفة actually تأكل أولادها، فهي متضايقة because of that reason. And there's this another girl who is very well off. She has يعني she's very financially stable, everything is going fine with her. Her boyfriend broke up with her وباباها مرضيش يجيب لها the newest model of car. السؤال أنا سألته نفسي، الاثنين the brain will work exactly the same. The brain chemistry is literally the same here and the same here. الشخص ده زعلان والشخص ده زعلان. From the each one's perspective this is أنا مش مبسوطة. فاللي هو there is no way to put it إن هو لا ده انت احسن من غيرك، لا ده انت مبسوط، لا ده انت مفروض تبقى كده. مفيش حاجه اسمها مفروض، هو the way the brain works انه ده متضايق وده متضايق and we both of them should be validated and both of them should be helped.
Wow, that example has so much empathy. Like there's so much important. Empathy in that in the perspective of everyone is experiencing things.
Oh yeah, definitely.
On the outside looks different, but actually there might a lot of it be the same.
Mm-hmm. And actually, it's ironically speaking, it's very relevant. In هو دي من الحاجات اللي أنا كنت بتضايقني جدا along the way إنه not validating whatever problem عند اللي قدامي outside of the therapy. يعني أنا مش بكلم in the terms of the therapy room، أنا بكلم عامة حد بيشتكي المشكلة اللي هو أنت مش مفروض تبقى متضايق، أنت مفروض ما تقرب لربنا أكتر مثلا، لا أنت ده قلة إيمان، لا ده أنت عشان أهلك زعلانين منك. في دايما نوع من إن هو أنا عايز أقلل من الحاجة اللي قدامي حاسس بيها even though I will legitimately never feel it like he is. I don't know. يعني أنا حقيقي مش عارف أنت حاسس بيه. ف this missing link اللي هو طيب هو ليه ده what makes people tick، ليه ده بيبقى زعلان بالشكل ده وليه ده بيبقى زعلان بالشكل ده، that's actually what made me pick psychiatry initially. يعني.
واو عشان فكرة ان الكيمستري similar وان ده لو سو انت حسيت ان انت هتعرف تعمل ايه، يعني ايه اللي حسسك تبقى interesting ان تبقى interested، مش بس ان ده حسيت ان انت you can make some change، ان انت you can make impact.
انا يعني انا personal from a very personal experience I always love to listen. يعني okay. انا بحب اسمع عامه وبحب ان انا ابقى لما اتكلم مع حد اللي هو انت عامل ايه طب ايه what's going on with you، فدايما بيبقى اللي هو بيفتح كده زي packet of everything. Everyone just talks and everyone wants to be heard. فحسيت ان دي actually what started it، وان انا حسيت انا نفسي I felt happy انه ايه ده انا ده فلان اتكلم معايا، ايه ده فلان trusted me to talk to، ده ايه ده حصل كذا والله okay. it started very يعني عارف اللي هو we can go by very technical بس I'm not gonna obviously أيوة go أيوة technical أيوة. psychodynamic بقى بس أيوة. لا it started from a place where اللي هو ايه ده طب يلا everyone is helping each other in a way اللي هو عارف يعملها بس
اوكي فده دي اكتر حاجه كانت
yeah it actually this pushed me. يعني ده اللي حصل معايا ان هو طب اوكي ما let's go further. أه بس انا مش هضحك عليك, انا ما كنتش عارف الموداليتيز, انا I never really looked very deeply into it. It's just a matter of انا اسمع الشخص ده واحاول اساعده.
صح, فاهم
قصدي. I never really thought of هساعده ازاي, فاهم. That came later بصراحه.
يس يس, بس هي البدايه كويسه قوي يعني.
Yeah, of course.
It's a very good start. لسه passionate ناحيه ال انت بقالك قد ايه بتعمل ده؟
I would say around اكتر يعني دي السنه الرابعه.
Okay.
It's still relatively new obviously, بس يعني هو اللي حصل ان انا I practiced initially الاول في مستشفى, وتعاملت اكتر مع patients and clients في الهوسبيتال setting يعني. و around the way كان في شوية عيادات وكده, بس that wasn't the main focus يعني. بس بعدها دلوقتي حاليا primarily انا شغال with clients and patients في outpatient setting, وبالاضافه لده برضو انا حاليا شغال مع الريفيجيز. ودي برضو that was actually an experience of its own, and that was أكيد. One of the things يعني ده اللي actually خلاني وانا لما مونيكا كلمتني اللي هو عايز تتكلم عليها مونيكا تروما. I didn't even second guess yeah, I didn't even second guess the answer.
You were consumed by the trauma.
I am, okay.
And then and so what kinds of traumas are you seeing like consistently, or why was that the first thing that came to your mind?
It came to my mind عشان سببين. عشان السبب الأول إن هي it's something relatively new. يعني أنا نفسي لما اشتغلت مع في المستشفى I saw trauma with different modalities, بس اللي هو ما كانتش دايما دي الكور إيشو, أو مش هي دي الحاجة للشخص إيه عشانها. Which is like a problem by the way, not the other way around. بس ممكن نتكلم في ده بعدين. الحاجة التانية إنه انا هكلمكم يعني دي حاجه تكنيكال شويه, بس I'm actually going to explain it. اللي هي الفيكاريوس تروما, اللي هو الايفكت اللي الشخص بيحس بيه لما بيقعد يسمع كونتينيوسلي ناس أكيد. عندها تروما وكده. فانا لما الواحد يقرا في الحاجه ويبقى عارف فيها كويس, لو انا عارف ده, بس experiencing it is a whole different issue. فwhen I started experiencing شويه حسيت انها حاجه محتاجه اتكلم فيها برضو as حتى outlet for myself and outlet عامه, انه يعني الناس تتكلم بحاجه عارفاها يعني.
اوكي.
Would you describe vicarious trauma as like a kind of burnout, or is that what does that look like?
هما they might seem similar, بس انا بحس ان هما they're different in how they show. يعني مثلا انا in my case حسيت ان انا في ايام كنت ببقى بروح فيها انا legitimately بحلم بالحاجه اللي انا بسمعها في السيشن. فده اللي خلاني اللي هو يعني انا خلاص انا بتعامل عادي في اليوم و everything's fine, بس بعدين بصحى منهم اللي هو ايه ده, هو ايه اللي حصل ده؟ واحنا بنعمل ايه؟
انت انت بتحلم بالتروما بتحصل لك, ولا بتحلم
لا
بالتروما بتحصل للشخص؟
actually I relive the session.
You relive the session في الاحلام.
Yeah. Specific session. Yeah. فدي اللي هي ساعتها لما انا خدت بالي ده بيحصل. بعدين بدا يحصل انه في الثريشولد بتاعي في الافري داي بدا يقل شويه. يعني بدا يبقى في نوع من انواع اللي هو انا مش حاسس انه في حاجه غلط, بس انا مش عارفه بين بوينتد. فذن اي ريلايز انه هو this is عشان I have experienced burnout in the hospital setting. يعني اللي هو النبطشيات, والواحد ما بينامش ويبات ويكمل 72 ساعه. yes. working. فاي that's how it feels, اللي هو انا حاسس ان انا تعبان. انما هنا موضوع is more confusing, في حاجه كده اللي هو في ايه اللي بيحصل, فاهمه.
اوكي.
it's a different feeling يعني.
And Dr. Mohannad, how do you take care of yourself when you're experiencing that?
حاليا the most يعني أنا I started supervision. It has been really helpful honestly. Talking about the sessions, talking about everything to someone, it has been a massive help. وبقيت بقى اللي هو بعمل some sort of اللي هو أنا عايز أعمل دلوقتي. يعني بقى في حاولت أعمل نوع من assertiveness اللي هو أنا دلوقتي عايز أعمل ده فهعمله. انا دلوقتي مش هعمل ده فمش هعمله. فايت هاز بين هيلبينج مي شويه في انا وي ار ان كنترول, الدنيا مش رايحه خالص, احنا عارفين نعمل ايه كده يعني. ات هاز بين اكشلي هيلبفل ده.
ذاتس فيري جود.
يا
ماشي. طيب عايز نبدا منين؟ عايز نتكلم على ايه في التروما دي؟ وانا توك عن ال يعني احاسيسك, يور فيلينجز اكسبيرينسينج توكينج تو بيبل هو اكسبيرينس تروما, ولا يو ونت توك اباوت ايه في التروما بالظبط؟
لا actually I'd rather talk about others. يعني I would okay. rather talk about الناس نفسهم بيحصل ايه معاهم, وان هو I was saying this في الاول ان هو it's very ironic انه what I do now as a job is very relevant للسؤال اللي انا سألته نفسي في الاول. اللي هو different kinds of people, each one with their own problems. فانت, you can listen to someone مثلا at the refugee place who have يعني, the things I listen to are very traumatic. يعني نتكلم all kinds of trauma. We're talking physical trauma, we're talking emotional physical trauma as in حرب, as in واحد نايم في ال, يعني في السجن اللي هو فيه and he got burned من كتر اللي هو ما فيش حاجة insulation أو حاجة موجود. We're talking طبعا بقى whiplashing الحاجات دي كلها. We're talking unfortunately a lot of sexual trauma in terms of rape and sexual harassment. We're talking emotional trauma بتاعت ان شخص he doesn't know where he fits, أنا فين أصلا, أنا بعمل إيه, وتأخير ال paperwork والحاجات دي كلها. ف you'll see all these kinds of trauma واللي هو كل حد فيهم بيتصرف differently, كل حد فيهم بيرياكت ليها differently. فلو هو مفيش عشان كده كويس, انا مبسوط جدا يا فاروق لما انت قلت فكره انه البورينج الطريقه بتاعت الكلاسيفيكيشن والدايجنوزز والكرايتيريا والحاجات دي كلها, لو انت داخل بالمنتاليتي دي قوي ممكن تحس ان في حاجه غلط.
اكيد, لان انت هتبقى دخلت شخصت بوست تروماتيك ستريس وبعد كده يور بي لوست.
يا واللي هو انت next? انت ليه مش عامل الكرايتيريا دي, انت ليه مش عامل دي مثلا بالزبط. انت بس the way يعني انا الحاجه اللي انا شفتها it's very different the people react عامه differently. يعني لو كل حد بيبقى بيعبر بطريقه, والحاجه اللي انا مثلا انا نفسي مستغرب منها جدا, a lot of people who has gone through trauma المخ بيجو يعني بيبقى تروماتايز قوي لدرجه انه هو بيبتدي بقى يتخيل حاجات. We're talking psychosis, او عشان اشرح اكتر اللي هو ان الشخص بيشوف حاجات ما مش موجوده, بيسمع اصوات, بيتخيل ان الناس عايزه تقتله او تراقبه او تعمل ودي حاجه very common. وانا دي حاجه actually حتى في الليترشر وفي الكتب ما كانتش pronounced قوي, فدي حاجه كانت بالنسبه لي
اكيد ما بتبقاش مكتوبه, لان هم بيبقوا مهتمين بالتشخيص ان ده حاجه وده حاجه. بس ما بنقولش ان ده بسبب ده. خاصه كمان انت بتتعامل مع ريسك جروب نو اوريدي ريفيوجيز لوحدهم من غير تروما از تروماتيك اون اتس اون and it's ground for a lot of paranoia. يعني انا عايش في بلد مختلف.
Exactly.
I have a few questions actually in regards to trauma, because this is something that I talk a lot about in my personal life with my friends and my communities, but often I get in a place where I'm confused about particular things. So I'm going to ask. So we recognize that trauma looks different for everyone. And so like what you're saying, you know, two people can go through the exact same thing and one person can experience the symptoms of trauma or post-traumatic stress disorder, and the other can be seemingly unaffected. And so in that sense, yeah, trauma can look different. But would you say that there are particular things? So is trauma only ever diagnosed based on symptom, or can trauma be diagnosed based on a knowing of an experience? Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a great question, honestly. هي دي الفكرة إن هو عشان كده it's important to look at it from a more of a specified scenario, مش حاجة general. عشان خاطر مثلا one of the main components إن هو protection, حاجة اسمها resilience, إن الشخص ما يجيلوش PTSD أو أي مشاكل بعد التروما. هي حاجات already أصلا موجودة فيه, إن هو مثلا he lives in a home. He has a caring family. الحاجات دي كلها already prayed, يعني هي موجودة عنده بتحميه إن ممكن ما يحصلوش ده, بس في حاجات كتيرة مش هتبقى عنده already. فat that point هو الشخصين they experienced the same kind of trauma مثلا, اللي هي ان هم حصل لهم اضطروا ان هم يمشوا من البلد بتاعتهم. بس ده هيمشي وهو لوحده, ده هيمشي مثلا with the family. فده one component and it makes a vast amount of difference. Okay. مثلا yes.
بس انا معجب قوي بالبيرسون ابروتش, ان ذس از فيري هيومن او الهيومانيستك. يعني انت بتروح ناحيه الشخص مش ناحيه الديس اوردر او ناحيه الحاجه المفروض يحس بيها, يعني او ايه اللي المفروض يحصل, او ده عنده 2 سيمتومز ما عندوش الثالثه, اذا فهو مش تروما.
Exactly. Yeah.
You said you have other questions.
I have so many questions.
Shoot on.
Okay, well, I think a lot of them also come from like a personal place. So maybe, yeah, if we're making the space for it. But I think for me, you know, I had almost like a delayed trauma in a sense, where there's like there are things that happened much earlier on in my life where my body went into survival mode and, you know, and forgot kind of a lot of things that I had experienced. And for whatever reason later on in life, you know, I remember specifically, actually I was doing my master's and I was writing specifically about something that had to do with memory and trauma, which is so funny. But it, and it, I remembered something in that moment. I remember I was sitting in a coffee shop and I was like, what am I making this up? And I had to, it was a moment of like, of remembering for me. Yeah. And obviously that remembering brought on, you know, what I've now called delayed trauma. I don't know if that's a real thing, but delayed in the sense of I had to then, you know, relive experience. That experience. Yeah. Mm. And then I started going to therapy, and this is like, you know, 15 years later. Mm. And so it's interesting, I think, also for a lot of people, because, you know, there's the debate between, you know, diagnoses and if diagnoses mm. are helpful and in that whole sense. But for me, when I was diagnosed with PTSD, I think it was very helpful, because then not only was it affirming, but it was also like, okay, what are my next steps? Mm. Like, instead of like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm lost and I'm remembering all of these things and I don't know how this is going to affect me. But knowing that trauma affects people differently and that, you know, things may come in waves and, you know, all of, and you know, the biological part of like memory and how different things function, I think was really helpful. I think what I'm getting at is, how helpful is diagnoses in trauma cases, in your experiences?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting you mentioned the memory part, because the memory part is actually one of the most relevant in terms of trauma, really. يعني الميموري نفسها بتبقى فيها a lot of surrounding symptoms او يعني حاجات عامة بتحصل هي اللي بتعمل فعلا المشكلة. يعني اولا forgetting about something and then remembering later is very common.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon at all. Forgetting about it bad experiencing actually happens. But forgetting about it, remembering it continuously, and I'm عايشها now, and then I'm re-experiencing it. فهو ال memory is a very important coefficient عامة في التروما, واللي هو ممكن أبقى ناسي أصلا حاجات تانية وفاكر الإيفنت ده, ممكن أبقى ناسي الإيفنت ده خالص وافتكره بعدين. كل دي actually are known to happen in PTSD. فال memory element, وأجانا أنا مش هبحب أكلم في technical stuff ولا ليه بقى في البرين وبتاع, بس let me just say very briefly إنه yeah, there is a certain area in the brain that actually undergoes change with that, you know, حاجة that related للmemory. فwe are going as far as إنه هو في حاجة chemical happens in the brain. Yeah, it is with the, in a way it's diagnostic. Yeah, the memory problems and all of that, they are actually diagnostic. Yeah.
Okay. And do you find that, you know, affirming someone and saying, you know, this is a trauma, or you may be experiencing symptoms of trauma,
yeah,
do you find that that's helpful for your clients to hear?
That's a very interesting question, because the way it happens in Hawaii, most, I would say 90% from what I've seen, and validating aslan الموضوع in itself is a step in the right direction.
It's healing for sure.
Yeah, يعني اللي هو عشان خاطر again هو what defines trauma.
Yeah.
Like we really can't sit together ولو بس اللي حسيته ده ماشي يعني okay.
أيوة.
I mean أنا مش شايف أربعة قبلك حسوا فهي that's the point. فاللي هو when you validate الشخص نفسه اللي هو yeah that must have been very traumatic.
Yeah.
يعني دي أكيد حاجة very traumatic ليك أو حاجة مضايقاك جدا, فواضح إنها مأثرة عليك. That in itself is actually اللي هو خلاص, وأنا يعني ده خلى الشخص اللي قدامي he's more likely to talk. طب إيه ده, طب ما يبقى أنا كده مش بتخيل, أو أنا مش اللي أنا حاسه ده fake أو whatever.
صح.
It's very helpful يعني.
100%.
Besides, I think like what you're describing, Kim, is very helpful for someone who has a similar or relevant experience to mine, where it's like you're also kind of in argument or dialogue with your memory.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, okay, am I remembering this correctly?
Yeah.
No, this must be wrong, or, you know, and then you don't believe yourself and then you go into a whole cycle. And so I at least I know for me that was really helpful.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to hear that other people experience that same affirmation from like different diagnoses in that sense.
Yeah.
أنا أشوف كمان في وسط culture that sometimes overdiagnoses trauma.
Mm-hmm.
كل الناس كتير قوي بيخشوا في حاجة يقولوا oh that was a traumatic, not مش بقلل من السيفيريتي بتاعت what they experienced, بس إن الناس اللي بيexperience true trauma بيبقوا جايين وبيقولوا لي اللي هو طب هي دي تعتبر تروما, almost مكسوفين هل دي تعتبر تروما. And they really need to hear إن هو دي تعتبر تروما, خاصة الحاجات اللي هي مش بشوف الحاجات اللي هي الدايركت تروما, الفيزيكال والهارم والحاجات دي كتير I'm not very trained فيها, and I do see a lot of emotional neglect in childhood.
Yeah.
and مع أطفال أو مع ناس كبار. فthat's that's 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 mainly الحاجة اللي بشوفها emotional abuse and emotional yeah. neglect. I deal مع that طول الوقت. And it's very difficult إن أنت تبقى عارف تعترف لنفسك إنه this is traumatic, especially إنه التعريف التروما عند الناس كلها اللي هو لازم أكون شفت حريقة أو حد عمل حادثة أو طلعت من بلد, إن ده حقهم إن ده يقول تروما. بس أنا عشان my family were neglecting me, أو مثلا my family were emotionally abusive, أو بالعكس they were pushing me, they were the opposite of neglect, they were pushing me so hard, so it's all traumatic. And فهما بيبقوش عارفين أوي إن ده can be classified as trauma. I think بتكون
Actually, that's very interesting. إن هو from what I've seen, يعني إن هو أكتر حد invalidate trauma بتاعت الشخص هو الحد ده. يعني the way it works, إن هو in most cases, honestly, إن أكتر حد اللي هو مش مفروض, الكلمة مش مفروض actually بيقولها المخ قبل ما يقولها المجتمع. وهو they're obviously they're correlated, يعني culturally. والواحد طلع ان هو لا, انت مثلا the most common example, انت ولد ما مش مفروض تعيط مثلا.
بالضبط.
It's something ingrained بقى خلاص, ان اي حد هيبقى ولد او راجل او بتعمل داي اللي هو لا, انا مش هينفع اعبر, انا مش هينفع اوري حاجة. ف that in itself also is a traumatic experience يعني. و والحاجة التانية اللي هي مهمة برضو that you mentioned, فكرة ان هو emotional traumas they are actually quite common and they are يعني unfortunately they're quite effective يعني يعني lingering effects ساعتهم are out there يعني.
That's true. طب what do you do يعني if someone hearing عنده whatever level of trauma, traumatic experience, I usually search for مش hopeful بسذاجة, بس a way إنه are there ways out of اللي أنا حاسس بيه, هل في أو مش out, are there ways to live with this, live through it. فقول لنا أنت يعني what's your experience في الناحية دي, خاصة أنت بتشوف ال spectrum العنيف قوي من التروما يعني.
بص, هو في السبيكترم هما they're different يعني. في السبيكترم العنيف I tend always to go on a very wholesome holistic approach, اللي هو احنا هنشوف هنحل كل حاجة on its own. يعني لو في اي social situation ongoing هبقى بcoordinate مع my team, مثلا social workers in order to facilitate ان الشخص ده البيت اللي عايش فيه ده البيت ده ضرب فيه, او they unfortunately a lot of the people I see they undergo bullying.
اكيد طبعا.
يعني racist bullying, sexual bullying, all kinds of bullying. فمثلا لا, يبقى احنا لازم نطلع الشخص ده من البيت ده مثلا. عايزين نبعد بقى ال stimulus بتاع الحاجة اللي بترجع التروما دي تاني. فدي حاجة situation. situation التاني انه PTSD لما بيجي usually مش بيجي لوحده, بيبقى في associated معه, زي انا لسه كنت بقولك في الاول symptoms تانية, مثلا depression is very very common طبعا. anxiety, الحاجات دي كلها. ف we deal with these as well يعني. هو الشخص لو عنده حاجة مع التروما you deal with it in the same sense. طيب الثيرابي نفسه بيبقى oriented بايه؟ لا, بيبقى oriented بان انت بتبقى عايز تسمع الموضوع. طب انت حاسس بايه دلوقتي؟ طب بتحس بايه لما بتفكر فيه تاني؟ فهي الحاجة التانية, الحاجة اللي بتفوكس برضو عليها اللي هو انت بتاكت ازاي لما بيجي لك الاحساس ده او الفكرة دي او النايتمير ده. طب اكت, بيبقى في some sort of a plan setting مع الشخص اللي هو لا طب احنا هنعمل ده وهنعمل ده وهنعمل ده. فكل دي strategies that I've worked with. في حاجة تانية that I'm willing to go for اللي هي ال EMDR. ده اللي هو ال eye movement desensitization reprocessing, ده نوع من الثيرابي oriented اصلا targeted trauma. Towards ال trauma.
Really want to try EMDR.
I want to, يعني انا عايز اعمله و يعني الاثنين يعني actually عشان I want to experience it عامة, عشان أشوف how it works. في نفس الوقت برضو I really want to practice it. فدي حاجة.
Can you give our audience like a high level understanding of how EMDR functions?
ده بيبقى نوع من الثيرابي اللي هو بيحصل ان هو الشخص بيبقى بيتورى images very fast moving, وهو والشخص بيتكلم throughout ال procedure ده عن التروما بتاعته. التارجت بتاع نوع الثيرابي ده ان هو بيسكلي احنا اتكلمنا في الاول انه الميموري بارتس اللي جوه المخ بيبقى فيها, يعني بيبقى دايما فيها مشكله او فيها لخبطه بسبب التروما دي, وبتبقى المخ بيحط عليها element قوي emotional على الميموري، اللي هو انا بروح كاني عارفه بريد فلاجت كده، اللي هو احنا الحته دي هنركز فيها قوي هنزعل فيها قوي. انا اللي انا بعمله بروح جايب الاسلاك بروح شايلها من مكانها ومرجعها مكان تاني. بس هو literally that's يعني almost يعني كهرباء وايز electrically speaking هو ده اللي بيحصل.
It's resolving القفله
دي
so it's like unlearning particular things and reassociating
rewiring in a very يعني عارفة literal sense rewiring.
Honestly rewiring is every therapy.
Rewiring
is what it's our bread and butter في كل حاجة.
Please rewire me.
That's a good motto يعني. Please rewire me
rewiring now for $5.99. لا انت عارفه موضوع الاي ام دي ار كيم اباوت ازاي؟
لا تمام.
سو اكشلي ان الناس وهي بتحلم عينيها بتتحرك صح؟ فالعينين لما بتتحرك هو المفروض ان المخ بيحاول يريزولف يا اما ديب سيتد ايشوز يا اما حاجات تانيه ثرو دريمز which is very Freudian بس ما علينا. بس قصدي انه 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 ان حركه العين دي اليمين الشمال was actually اتجربت على ناس كانوا راجعين من الحروب بتاعت في أمريكا وبتاع and it's so scientifically based and I think it will add to you يعني هتبقى حاجة تحفة بقى فعلا. If you went for it هتبقى حاجة رهيبة. You will have so much expertise in treating the core symptoms.
It's amazing. It's very effective. I've seen the end spectrum بتاع الناس اللي tried it وكده. It's actually very effective.
Yes, it's cool. Very good and it's long lasting. يعني في أنواع therapy you try it, it works, then it doesn't. بس دي it's longer lasting. And بتكتب medications في ال meds للناس اللي عندهم تروما عندك do you prescribe?
يعني most likely I do عشان خاطر زي ما انا بقول لك ان هو اللي بيحصل انه it's extremely rare ان شخص يبقى عنده PTSD من غير associated symptoms معاها. ويعني I'm not sure if you talked يعني if we talked about this قبل كده في البودكاست بس الانتيديبريسنتس اللي هم الاسسرايز هو these are also the bread and butter of and they work in anxiety, they work in depression, they work in PTSD and they're quite effective. Yeah,
they work a lot my PTSD. They actually they do some they keep things at bay.
Exactly.
SSRIs saved my life honestly. I mean with therapy but medication is was such a huge game changer for me.
It's good to hear.
Speaking of therapy, if someone, and this is also a question coming from me,
asking for a friend.
If someone who has been who's on medication for many years, or not many, you're like a 9 to be specific. I'm just joking. I mean, but is it possible for someone who's been diagnosed with PTSD and depression, Mesan, to see a day where they don't have to take medication, or is it okay to kind of to know that this is something that you'll live with?
Yeah, it's actually the penultimate question. Like, دي من أكتر الأسئلة I always get asked. عشان أنا هفضل طول حياتي كده وأنا أنا في a very it's a very common link that I use في الموضوع ده اللي هو I link it إن هو هي حاجة مزمنة شوية شبه السكر شبه الضغط فهي بتريكواير ميديكيشن فور ا لونج تيرم بس ات نو بوينت انا اقدر اقول ان الشخص ده هيفضل طول حياته مكمل عليها. اتس ا ماتر اوف ا ديسكشن. اي اولويز ديسكاس ذس وذ بيبل و ايفن دو هو المفروض ان مثلا اكوردنج تو جايد لاينز هدي عدد 3 سنين 5 سنين 3 شهور 6 شهور اند سو اون. اتس ريلي ا ماتر اوف انت كومفورتبل ايه. طب وود يو لايك تو تراي فتره من غير دواء ونشوف هيحصل ايه. طب تحب نقلل الدوز شويه ونشوف هيحصل ايه. فهي برضو في ديسكشن ذات هاز تو بي جوينج اون بصراحه. بس يعني اتس امبوسيبل تو جيف ا ستريت اوت انسر اللي هو انت ديفينتلي هتكمل طول حياتك وانت ديفينتلي مش هتكمل. اتس امبوسيبل اونستلي تو جيف ذات انسر.
بس اتس نايس تو نو ذات اي كان اولسو انجيج ان ذس كونفرسيشن وذ ماي سايكايتريست اند سي
ات هاز تو بي دون. ات هاز تو بي دون ريلي. ام ذاتس ا كونفرسيشن انذر تايم. ان في سيرتن ميديكيشنز بريفيربلي يبقى متاخدين كتير يعني بس ان ذا سيتويشن ذات وير توكينج اباوت لا اتس مور اور ليس سمثينج ذات هاز تو بي دون باي ا كونفرسيشن.
اوكي. Oh. I mean, yeah, I'm, my friend's going to be really helpful. Like, she's going to be so happy to hear these answers.
I think in a conversation they had to be had. انا مبسوط قوي 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 باللي احنا باللي انت اتكلمت فيه. genuinely a very kind and a passionate and truthful person. very fresh breath ان احنا نشوف ان انا اشوف شخصيا حد زيك يعني. هل since we're semi closing the episode هل في اي حاجه كان نفسك تقولها لو لازم اقول ده النهارده لازم هقول ده النهارده ولا انت
لا I'm actually العكس it's the other way. يعني انا حابب ان انا ابقى دايما have this conversation مع everyone ولو حابب yes. انتوا او اي حد عايز يسال actually I would rather talk about it than just being asked اللي هو نتكلم على الموضوع yes. It's something I would love to do all the time يعني.
Well, let's do it again in another episode.
Then. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, too.
Fantastic. All right. It's been great. Honestly, genuinely great yeah. having you.
And, thank you, Aloy Farooq. Thank you, Monica. It was lovely being with you today. Have a great day, everyone.
All right. As you guys listen to our amazing trauma expert, have a great day. There's always hope out there.
There is, PMA.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Mm. And just gotta keep trying. And... yeah, thank you guys for listening. Your hopefully favorite podcast.
Same time next week.
Same time next week. We'll see you same time next week, guys. Bye.
Are you struggling but don't know what to do about it? A clinical assessment with O7 Therapy can be the first step when you don't know where to start, who to go to, or which type of therapy will benefit you most. Clinical assessments are valuable if you've tried other forms of therapy and are still feeling stuck. The assessment can guide you towards leading a better life. Download the O7 Therapy app and get help today.